Blog Talk Radio.
Schedule on this journey known as life? Well, I want you to know you're in the right place. Today, we're going to take a close look and examine in great detail this process of delays. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking on this Motivational Monday, Coach Adams, what am I working? I feel the vibrations through the airwaves. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. It's been stated by our global listening audience that each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, and the letter U, Inspired Media for You. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey known as life. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's program around today's topic and the subject at hand, and then we will open our show up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to an interactive and rich environment that we absolutely love, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, yours truly, Coach Adam, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I'm excited to share with you today's focus. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. I think you get it, bottom line. We ask that you do what you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we couldn't do it without Y-O-U, and we thank you so much. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And today we're talking about the power of a tailwind. The power of a tailwind. But before we jump in, I want you to process and give some thought around cute little jingle that sets the tone of where we're going. And it makes me smile. You know, I don't know about you, but has anyone other than me ever felt like there are certain times on your journey, that this journey known as life, that you feel like you are stalled and delayed? Am I the only one? Well, I want to encourage you today, and I want you to know that I want us to learn and grow together. If you don't already have your favorite drink at hand, I want you to grab it. If it's a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, water, whatever that may be that you find refreshing, I want you to get that. And I want you to get your pens and notepads, iPads, tablets, desktops, laptops, whatever you need. You get the point, that we can truly grow together as we evaluate delays on our journey. And let's dig right on in. You know, life has a way of speaking. And today in Southern California, and I specifically point out Southern California because I don't know where our global listening audience is chiming in from today, but today in Southern California, which is where Coach Adams resides and lives, specifically in Orange County, you know, we were dealing with some heavy winds today, still are actually. And when I was walking this morning, The winds were so strong that it flipped up the lids of trash bins, and suddenly trash started to fly everywhere because of the power of the winds. And it made me think about specifically a tailwind. And I want you to know that on your journey, there is power in a tailwind. And we're going to talk about that. You know, this is a subject that actually gets me really excited, and it fills me with great hope. And it's one that I reference very regularly when I'm speaking privately in my coaching practice with my clients. And this is one that, again, it gives great hope, and I'm always anticipating and in that place of expectancy when I think about a tailwind and the power of the thing. You know, I want to share with you just a little taste of my personal journey, because I'm a firm believer that coded in our very DNA is purpose. And the purpose in our DNA will not return void to its intended purpose, its intended goal. And so whoever we have been created to be, if we diligently pursue that. Now, this is the thing. When we're looking at this pursuit and pursuing, we have to go or run after it. We have to follow it. We have to chase it. We have to hunt for it. If we are in pursuit, it will occur. And that is so encouraging to me. You know, oftentimes you hear the comment or statement that you have to be in the game of life. You can't be on the sidelines. You can't be on the bench. Coach Adams personally references this very often. You know, this "it will occur" speaks to the divine principles that are already in position and in place. The divine principle of ask that is clearly in place. This statement of ask, what it means is ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and all doors will be open unto you. What I love about this divine principle is that we are the converter. See, the converter is that we must be in motion. We must be moving. We must be executing. We must be in pursuit of. You know, I think about my personal journey as an example. You know, God launched me out full-time purpose in 2005. 2005, I've been a full-time entrepreneur. No full-time salary, by God's grace. I've been operating in ministry. As many of you that listen in regularly, you know that I serve the ministry of Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, as their global master trainer. And as it so turns out, today is my mentor's birthday. Happy birthday, Al Hollingsworth. My life is richer. My personal coach and spiritual dad and partner in ministry, my life is richer because of you residing in the space of my life in the way that you have on so many different levels. Just wanted to give you a birthday love shout out. My mentor tunes in regularly. My mentors listen in. And so in case they're listening in today on his birthday, I wanted to say happy birthday, Al Hollingsworth. You are so loved and appreciated. But as I was saying, getting back to what we're talking about today, that God launched me into full-time purpose in 2005, I started serving as the Minister of Training, Global Master Trainer for Al and Hattie Hollingsworth's Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And I share that because I have not had a full-time salary. I haven't been a full-time entrepreneur since 2005. And my journey has been one that, had I written the story of my journey, I must admit, it would have unfolded a little bit differently than how the story has unfolded. I have no regrets because I'm so grateful for the journey of purpose that I've been on. But I must admit that at times I have felt like I was delayed on my journey, that things didn't quite unfold the way that I anticipated or the way that I expected from time to time. And so in this pursuit of my purpose, I've had to trust the process of the divine principles in place based on God's word. For those of you who know Coach Adams, you know that I am a follower of Christ. I'm spiritual. I'm a believer. That's my position. I'm not trying to infringe my beliefs on anyone else, but that is a part of who I am, and it's a part of my core, and I speak from what I know to be true and best for me. And if you can get something from the richness around that, I tell you, grab it, take it, and run with it. And so I want you to know that on our journey, this journey known as life, so far we've learned some very key things in what we've been speaking about. And as we lead into and build up to the power of a tailwind, what have we discovered so far? Well, we've identified that coded in our very DNA is purpose, and that the purpose that has been coded in our very DNA will not return void tended purpose to the intent of why it was created. You know, I often reference that everything, absolutely everything, was created for a purpose. Everything was created for a purpose. The goal is that we must tap into that very purpose that has been coded into our DNA. I mean, the very water bottle that you may be sipping on right now was called to a purpose. The water bottle was called to a purpose, and its purpose is to contain the H2O, the water that you're drinking in this very moment. But separate from the water bottle, the cap serves a different purpose on that water bottle. But they work together collectively, hand in hand. You have three different elements. You have the water bottle itself. You have the H2O that is designed to hydrate your body. And you have the cap that is designed to keep the water contained in the bottle when you're not drinking it. So each and every one of these elements serve a purpose. And they not only have an individual purpose, but collectively these three components come together and there is a synergy in how they flow in purpose. So again, absolutely everything has been designed for a specific purpose. And that's why I continuously state that coded in your very DNA is purpose. The key is tapping into and discovering what that is. And in order for me to discover it, I must diligently pursue it. I must be on this pursuit of it. I must be going forward, running after it, following it, chasing it, hunting it down. It's kind of like a treasure hunt. I must be on the hunt to discover it. The clues are left along the way. Like a treasure hunt, various clues are left along the way for us to discover and find what it is that we ourselves have been created to do. But this is a thing that we must understand, and this is a buildup to the power of a tailwind. And I want you to know I'm very clear on today's topic. I'm very clear on where we're going. And so I want you to know that I'm clear, but you have to understand the various elements of the buildup of where we're going. You see, if I'm not in pursuit, and this pursuit is I am in motion, I am moving, I'm stepping and taking action, I'm executing on my journey, discover it, to find out what it is that I've been created for. I'm asking along the way, what am I asking? I'm asking questions that enable me to get greater clarity of the why, because the why is so key. You know, a number of weeks ago, may have been over a month ago now, I did a study on the why and the significance of the why. And two very key elements that I shared with you around the why, and if you would like to dig into the why at a deeper level, please visit our on-demand library for the richness that was shared on the why. But the two elements that I want you to understand very clearly, because there's no getting away from the fact that the why cannot be associated with a single event. I often reference the analogy of oftentimes when two individuals get engaged, there is this focus on the wedding, the wedding, the wedding, the wedding. The wedding is that single event. But they have not given thought to the higher call of purpose, and that is, how will I sustain a successful, viable, healthy marriage? Hence, the high numbers of divorce, over 60% of marriages was the last statistics that I received, the last data that I received, over 60% of marriages end in divorce. And many of those marriages, get this, are second and third marriages. They're not just the first marriage. So I want you to understand that with that, it's because the individuals got engaged, they were excited about it, and their primary focus was on the single event versus the higher call of purpose. And so as that relates to what's coded in our very DNA, in our very DNA is this higher call of purpose. We can't just focus on a single event, because guess what? When that single event is over, we're disenchanted, we've moved on, we're on to the next thing. So our purpose has to be connected with why we were created. And that's a higher call of purpose. And so when I'm on this journey of the divine principles and unfolding them of the ask that's in place, I'm asking the right questions to get clarity around the vision. I'm asking. I'm seeking. I'm doing research. I'm going into this deeper level around the questions that have been raised. I'm asking, I'm seeking, so that I can gain greater wisdom, greater insight around my divine purpose, what's coded in my very DNA, the very fabric of who I am and why I have been created. And then I'm knocking on the various doors to determine, I think about, there's a game show, and I can't remember the name of the game show right now, but they give you three options. You're going to go for door number one, two, or three. And we have to knock on that door and make a decision, which door will I go to? Which door will I select? So we are to, on our journey, we are to be in pursuit of our purpose that is coded within our very DNA. We have to be in pursuit of it. We have to be chasing, running after it, following after it. As we get the clues, as we're asking and we get the clues, we start to seek like the treasure hunt so that we can find the treasure, that pearl of great price. Now, all of this buildup was getting us to this place that when I'm clear of what my assignment is, what my purpose is, and I'm in pursuit of that, I'm in motion, and you understand that very foundational key. Now you can get where we're going with this power of the tailwind. But I want to remind you, that whatever has been coded, the purpose that has been coded in our very DNA, the purpose in us will not return void to its intended purpose. Its intended purpose, and that is so key. For example, as many of you know, I love me some Michael Jordan, and I often reference his journey as a good point of reference because no one can take away from the fact that Michael Jordan was definitely created to play basketball. He had the height. He could soar through the air at the time. No one could accomplish and was doing what he, Air Jordan, was doing, hence the nickname and the brand that Nike developed after that name, Air Jordan. His legacy speaks for itself. It's great. That, one would say, was coded in his very DNA. That was the intent, a part of it, why he was created. But he had a desire to play baseball. And when his dad died, he started to pursue that desire of baseball because dad wanted that for him too. And so he tapped back into that childhood desire. He stepped away from basketball, had already established quite a legacy for himself. But now he's on this pursuit of baseball. The important thing to understand about what's coded in your very DNA, you have a natural bend in that direction. It doesn't mean that you don't have to sharpen the skills, and it doesn't mean that you don't have to perfect it and grow in mastery, maybe go back to school, but you have a natural bend in that particular area. It's something that it's kind of effortless for you because you're flowing with the flow of the river. You're flowing with how you've been created, the intent of why you've been created. So you have a natural bend in that area. Now, when Michael Jordan left basketball to play baseball, it was clear, you don't have a natural bend in that area. Now, I'm not saying that he couldn't have sharpened the skills and gotten better and done okay in that industry, but it was evident that you need to be on the basketball court because that's what's coded in your very DNA. And so guess what? He left baseball and went back to basketball, and the Bulls dynasty won another championship, final championship as a team together at the time, that particular dynasty of the Bulls. But this is the thing. Michael Jordan, after retiring for the second time, he then went on to have ownership in a team. He was still around basketball. Why? Because it's coded in his very DNA. And so that constant pursuit, following, chasing after it is key. The same is true for you, and this is what I want you to understand, that you, first of all, must identify what's coded in your very DNA, the specific intent of why you were created. Then you must be pursuing that daily. You must be in motion, moving towards that. Now, that sets us up. If we understand those key elements, one, clarity around what it is, and I must be in motion, pursuing it. I must be moving in the direction of my target. my destination. I must be moving in that direction. I can't be sitting on the bench. I have to be in motion. And that is key. I must be in motion, because the converter is that we must be in motion, executing, pursuing, moving. And now this brings me to a story that I want to share with you that really brings this power of a tailwind into very clear focus. You know, I love my bishop, Bishop Kenneth C. Omer, pastor of Faithful Central Bible Church, the family of champions. And, you know, I heard this story forever ago, but my bishop is such a great storyteller, and the impact of this story was so great that I share it very frequently. As a matter of fact, I shared it with one of my clients just this week, last week in a coaching session, because it's a story that I reference often, because many of us are on our journey and we feel like we are delayed. We feel like I'm not where I should be by now. I haven't accomplished what I should have accomplished by now. And we get frustrated because we feel like we are delayed. And so my bishop shared a story. And this story for me really brings it home and shows us the power of a tailwind. If we understand that, one, we have to be clear on the destination, and two, we must be in motion. That is so key, because that's not going to connect with you if those elements are not already in place, as it relates to the power of a tailwind. And so the story of my bishop was this. He had a speaking engagement out of state. He had to catch a flight at a specific time, because he didn't have a large window of stability and variance, because he was leaving California, flying to wherever he was flying. He was literally landing on the ground based on his itinerary, landing on the ground to get in motion to the speaking engagement. There wasn't a lot of flex time. He could not afford for his flight to be delayed, if, in fact, he was going to be able to make this speaking opportunity. And so everything needed to kind of line up thus so, because there wasn't a lot of flexibility in that time frame. There wasn't a lot of wiggle room. It was planned just so, assuming there would be no delay. There would be no what? No delay. But he's at LAX. He's at the airport. The announcement is made that his flight ABC123, was delayed. Of course, I don't know the flight number. I'm just, for illustration, track with me. That the flight was delayed. Oh, now he's thinking, wow, man, this is going to throw me off. It's going to really mess me up. And especially depending on how long this delay was. You know, 5-15 minutes, no big deal. 5 minutes goes by, 15 minutes goes by, 20 minutes goes by, and the flight is still delayed. They haven't even boarded the plane. Well, now they're almost 30 minutes behind and boarding, and they're saying, okay, we're calling your flight ABC123. You're ready to board. Woohoo! He's excited, but he's feeling the pressure that, I'm probably not going to make it, but he's committed to the journey. He's in motion. He's committed to the journey. And so guess what? He continues to pursue getting on the other side. So he gets on the plane. Everybody boards, settles down. The captain makes an announcement because they're now ready to take off. and they take off. Okay, we're headed to our destination. So they're in flight. Ah, but surprisingly, the captain comes back on. He makes yet another announcement. The captain says to the passengers, well, an interesting thing has just happened. Despite our late start and the delay. Ah, hear this. This is because of tailwinds. And we're going to understand a tailwind more specifically in just a moment if you don't already understand the significance of a tailwind. But because of tailwinds, not only are we going to make it to our destination on time despite the delay. Ah, again, how many of you were feeling delayed on your journey known as life? And I want to encourage you today, we're going to understand a tailwind, and I want you to get this, and this should give you hope. And I'm trying to hold back my excitement because every time I speak this story and I hear this story, I am encouraged in my spirit, despite how things may appear. If you are moving, woo, the tailwind. So the captain says that despite our delay, because of tailwinds, not only are we going to make it on time. Now, remember, they were just about 30-plus minutes delayed. We're going to make it a few minutes ahead of schedule. So guess what? Exciting! Because Bishop Omer thought, I'm going to miss the speaking opportunity because of the delay. But no, the tailwind, and I want you to understand a tailwind. If you don't already understand, see, this is the thing about a tailwind. A tailwind blows in the same direction of a large moving object. It comes behind it. But we're talking a large moving object like an aircraft, a plane, a vehicle. This is a wind that comes directly behind that. Here's the key. Remember, I said we were going to get back to this. And the key of converting is that you must be in motion because a tailwind comes directly behind a moving object. Not an object that's sitting on the bench, not an object that is parked and stopped, but a moving object. And that air is moving. And sometimes it comes with considerable force. And it is that considerable force that accelerates its motion. Oh, my gosh, are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you getting this? You tuned in to Motivational Mondays today to jumpstart your week. You need a little motivation and inspiration. Well, this is it. There's power in the tailwind. If you're clear on your destination and you are in motion, this is not for the bench people. This is not for the bench ministry, the bench team. You got to be on the field are on the court. You have to be an active participant in the game of life. But, oh, if you are in motion, guess what? The tailwind is going to come behind you because you're the moving object. And although it seems like you're delayed on your assignment, on your purpose, and you're feeling frustrated, guess what? That tailwind, I'm going to liken it to God is the tailwind of all tailwinds. And he will not only accelerate, so what appeared to be a delay, he's going to bring you right in alignment at the time that he predestined for you before he even created you. Remember I said that coded in your very DNA is purpose? And this is a wonderful thing. I hope you didn't forget it already, that when we tap into what's coded, the purpose that's coded in our very DNA, purpose will not return void unto its purpose, the assignment in you. Oftentimes, though, we have not discovered it. That's why we have to diligently pursue it. We have to diligently go after it. We have to diligently follow it, chase it, hunt it down. This hunting is the treasure hunt. Contained in my instructions of the treasure hunt is the ask. Ask, seek, and knock. And so when you are in motion, oh, I love it. I'm so excited about this because it encourages me every time. When you are in motion and you feel delayed, God as the tailwind, he's coming to accelerate your process. If you're not motivated and encouraged by that, I don't know what to tell you. I know I sure am. I know I am excited about knowing, and I've seen those peekaboo moments in my life personally where I felt on my journey I was delayed, and then suddenly God came in and moved like the tailwind. Ah! And what I appear to be a delay, he accelerated. And so I want you to be encouraged today. If you're feeling frustrated by the delays that appear to be delays, continue on the journey. Because consistency is so key. We have to stay consistent on our journey. You know, I think about when we went into quarantine, I had so many people that had not yet, early on, and I'm sure they're still listening in, that had not listened in to the show because life was fastly moving and happening. And because of now kind of being at this place of pause, all of us were, I had several people say, you know, I decided to tune in. And one person in particular actually made a statement live on the airwaves and said, I've been missing the boat. But what connected with them, and this is what I'm sharing with you, our global listening audience, that this individual said, but you know what got me? You have been consistent over the years. Now, they've only been seeing my promotion through social media for the past 3 years, but Motivational Mondays has been on the airwaves over 6 years, consistently coming together on Mondays, for the few exceptions of holidays being on a Monday, right here in the trenches with you, regardless if it was just me and the airwaves, or if it was me and a few of you, or me and many of you, coming diligently to do and fulfill the assignment that I truly believe is a part of what's coded in my DNA. Because I have discovered that. And it is simple. It's speaker, teacher, trainer, coach. And I'm very clear on what that looks like. And so every opportunity that I have, anything that I do, it's within that strength zone, that wheelhouse of what? Speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. But I've been consistent on the journey. It hasn't been an easy journey. No. There's been delays. There's been all kinds of challenges and adversity and stuff. But I've stayed consistent. Now, I will be honest with you and transparent with you, our global listening audience. I wasn't always consistent. There was a season early on for many years where I was consistently inconsistent. And I knew that. And I had to make a decision at a certain stage on my journey to determine that regardless, I will fight to be consistent. So when you're consistently moving your assignment may be, however you want to phrase it, your goals, your dreams, whatever title you put on it, but whatever that target is, because you cannot have the target in front of you. See the target, recognize that there is a gap, and not step towards the target to close the gap, because life is about closing the gaps of life. And so if you continue to move, I want you to be encouraged today that the power of a tailwind is coming. Just keep moving. Despite what may appear to be the delays, you do your due diligence. You continue to stay consistent. If you stay consistent, that law of consistency is powerful, because if you keep planting the seeds and keep planting the seeds and keep doing and keep doing and keep doing, you can't help but to reap a harvest. Now, the harvest may not come when you want it to, but I assure you, I promise you, it will be right on time, and it will bless you, but you have to stay in motion. So remember this story that we talked about today. Oh, how despite the delays, there's a tailwind coming, and that tailwind will not only come behind you and accelerate your process with that force, that considerable force to press you forward, but you will be on time for the assignment that God has called you to. I am excited to hear from you. I'm going to pause right there because I think that this is a great opportunity to hear from you, our global listening audience. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You do need to dial in. So the dial-in number for your convenience, and I would love to hear from you, is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to hear from you. Have you taken anything away from what's been discussed today? You've made this investment of this hour of empowerment, as I often share. You wouldn't need to make a withdrawal from the bank and stand in the bank, in the lobby, and never walk up to the teller. Your resident empowerment coach is in session, and I would love to hear from you. I would love to support you on your journey. Answer your questions that you may have in this moment. We would love to hear your comments. What are you taking away from what you've heard? Has this time of empowerment been beneficial for you? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I want you to know that in this season, it is so important that you don't lose focus on your goals, on your dreams, on your assignment, your purpose, your desires. You know, I know that there's been a lot going on. Believe me, I'm living through it with you. You know, when we started the new year, I had a personal family loss. As the world was mourning the loss, the nation was mourning the loss of Kobe Bryant. Several weeks later, I lost my aunt and my godmother. That was a devastating loss. Had just seen her when I went to Texas between December and January, Christmas and New Year's. And so to get that call, and I had just spent that rich time with her, was definitely impactful, and had to go back to Dallas for that, came back barely, and then we were dealing with a health crisis and went into a quarantine. If that wasn't enough, you know, the entrepreneurs think, I don't need a quarantine because live events are being canceled, We're all on a shutdown. That affects what I do, speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. And those things are being canceled. And then if that wasn't enough, social unrest on so many different levels, political unrest. There's so much going on that we're all processing through. And I want to encourage you, despite the adversity that you're facing, despite the challenges that we're all dealing with at different levels, don't lose focus on your dream. Your dream is so important, because when we have vision, when we can look above the crowd of the stuff, vision propels us beyond the stuff, the crowd of the stuff. But you have to be able to raise your head above the crowd, and you have to be able to look on the horizon in the direction of your vision. You have to lift up from all of the stuff. But if your target is clear, now you will continue to move in that direction. And my question to you, our global listening audience, is what are you willing to do differently to get different results to achieve your dream? You know, sometimes there's areas in our lives where we have to pivot. This has been a great season of pivot. But this is the thing, when you understand a pivot, on a basketball court, when a player pivots, the goal has not changed. The goal has not changed. So your target, your goal has not changed. On the basketball court, in that moment, the goal is still make the basket. But the strategy may have needed to change. That's what a pivot is. A pivot is not a changing of the goal, but rather it's a changing of the strategy in the moment to achieve and reach the goal. And that's what I'm asking you. What is it that you need to do now? How do you need to pivot now to achieve your goals? Don't lose focus on your goals and your dreams because of the health crisis, the social unrest, the financial challenges, the political unrest, all of what the health, you know, whatever you may be dealing with. Don't lose focus on your dreams, your goals, your vision, your purpose, your assignment, whatever you want to label it as. But make the decision today that if you haven't already done it, that you will, in fact, pivot, that you will change your strategy to reach the goal. And that's where I come in. You know, it's so important to have the right people on your team. Having the right people on your team and the right people around you, it really is a game changer. You know, I'm so grateful for my dream team. And I have a number of people on my team, but there's three key people on my team. One is my mentors and my spiritual parents, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. I then have my bishop, Bishop Kenneth C. Omer. That spiritual wisdom and guidance that is given is so key, from my shepherd, and my leadership partner in John C. Maxwell, and a host of others. But those are the three key individuals that are on my dream team that are so significant. And having the right people is so key. So now, in essence, may very well be the perfect time for you to join into a winning partnership so that you can get different results, so that you can get the support you need to overcome the hurdles before you that you're struggling to jump over so that you can, in fact, achieve your dreams. One-on-one coaching truly makes the difference. It is a game changer. And for those that will act now, I am gifting the gift of empowerment. Receive one complimentary month of coaching empowerment for those who join in a coaching partnership by October the 30th. That means you have to act now. You got to act fast. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310 289-2101. Or for your convenience, you may email admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. So think about, what is it that I need to do differently to get different results? Maybe I need to get the right people on my dream team, circling the wagons around me, giving the support that I need to move to another level. You know, insanity has been stated that it is doing the same things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, but yet expecting different results. If you want different results, you got to pivot. You got to do something differently. Again, the goal is the same, but you need to change the strategies. And I want you to know that when I am supporting individuals on a one-on-one basis, when I'm working with my clients on a one-on-one basis, in a coaching partnership, it's my highest objective to help you, Y-O-U, reach your purpose, your vision, and your goals by working through specific areas that you need the support in, through programs that I have available, through my full circle of empowerment. And together, we create a strategy that is a powerful plan for you to gain clarity through a weekly process, including the interaction. We come together weekly and the accountability. So if you're interested, again, receive a complimentary month of coaching for those that join in partnership with me between now and October the 30th. Days are counting down as we wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I'm going to give you a quick summary of what we talked about, and wow, was it rich. I know I got a lot out of it. For those of you that are tuning in, you know my passion, my fire was off the charts, because I always am so hopeful around this concept of a tailwind. But remember, in order for you to benefit from a tailwind, in order for you to benefit from a tailwind, now a tailwind has the ability to accelerate the process of a moving object. You must be moving. You must be in process. You must be on the journey in flow towards your target. And although you may feel like you're delayed, remember the great story that I shared with you from my bishop about a tailwind in an airplane situation, aircraft situation, that acceleration of being delayed in the natural, but yet getting to the destination ahead of time because of the tailwind coming behind it, this considerable force that accelerated. And again, it was prompted from life was speaking today as I was walking and seeing the wind. And so if you've missed any part of today's installment, guess what? The online library is available for you so you can get all of the richness. It's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment, it just simply flies by. I want to remind you that for those that may not have felt comfortable in interacting, guess what? It's okay. It's understandable. We want to keep the dialogue going through our Facebook Motivational Monday form. So if you have a question or a comment, maybe you have a show thought, recommendation, a guest, that's a great place to do it. It's an open group. All are welcome. Just simply ask, if you're not already a part of it, to become a part of that group, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Again, I want to be on your team if you're interested in growing to the next level and getting support personally and professionally. Join in a one-on-one coaching partnership. Take advantage of my full circle of empowerment. I'm here to support you. This is my assignment. This is the purpose that is coded in my very DNA. We spoke about that at the very top of our time together and the importance of discovering that. So give our team a call again at 310-289-2101 or email admin@coachadams.com to learn more about the Full Circle of Empowerment for you on your journey to achieve greater success through our empowerment tools that we have available. And that's all that we have time for now today on this installment. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you so much for tuning in, our global listening audience. I want you to always stay mindful that I coach and you win. I'm here to support you. Let's get a win together.